this week we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This week we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is March 30th, 2017. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 54. 54, that's 2 years and two episodes. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good. It's all good.
Yay for Thursday.
Yay for Thursday. Adam.
Yo.
What were you doing two nights ago at this exact time?
It was Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing? I don't know. Is it D&D night? No.
No.
Two nights ago?
At this probably exact homework time, 9:46 p.m.
Maybe homework? I don't know.
Does anybody know exactly what they were doing at 9:46 p.m. two nights ago?
I don't think so. I think I was sleeping.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Explain.
I've been tired. I've been really tired and going to bed early these last few weeks.
Huh. All right.
I could be way wrong, but I can't remember what I did yesterday.
What were you doing at 9:46 two nights ago?
Interesting you should say. I was doing your mom.
Whoa.
So Dave 2's getting old and nobody else has memories. All right. That sounds good.
I think I might have been just either beginning to play ARAMS or like 15 minutes prior to playing ARAMS. Or it could have been an hour before ARAMS.
I would say about an hour, knowing your schedule.
Yeah. In that case, I know exactly what I was doing.
Your wife?
Cleaning up.
After doing your wife. I'm kidding, I'm sorry.
You should put plastic on the bed, it makes it easier.
I was cleaning up the kitchen.
You did it in the kitchen? Oh, that's tough. I've been married like 10 years, man. That's pretty
syrup.
Good.
Gotta keep it.
Nice work.
Keep some variety in the relationship.
That's right. Amber was like, clean up the kitchen, Ryan. Like, well, you gotta keep it some variety in the.
Why did you ask such a strange question?
Because I'm curious about your life outside of my life, and I wanted to see what you guys were doing, but nobody seems to remember anything they were doing except for Ryan.
A typical Tuesday, we're supposed to be at your house playing D&D.
That hasn't happened in like 6 months, so you don't get to fall back on that.
It's volleyball.
I think volleyball might be over, so we should have that conversation.
Yeah.
Or one more week or something. Yeah, one more week. And then
did you just get a schedule printed out so we can see what it says?
I did that last time, but you guys don't care. In fact, last time what I did is I told you the schedule. I said, like, we can actually play on Tuesday on these days. And then Dave was like, oh, fuck, I can't keep track. Not you, the other Dave, Dave too.
Right,
and, like,
sense.
Someone got screwed up. And so I said, okay, well, let's just say Wednesday's forever, and I'll let you know when it changes. And I think that works pretty good.
We were just looking out for you because we didn't want you to show up at Adams on a Thursday afternoon or something. Be like, hey, guys, it's Thursday afternoon. I'm at Adams.
I'm here to play D&D.
We're not there anymore.
I've been there. Yeah.
Right. That's the whole funny part, that Ryan would show up at a place we haven't been for 6 months. That would be funny.
Huh. Okay, so back to the original statement. Why do you ask such a thing?
I already answered that.
Because he cares about our lives.
I care about your lives, too.
You don't give a fuck. I'm curious about your life outside of my life. I don't give a fuck about your life. I'm just curious about it. But since it sounds like...
I watched The Flash.
Oh, I know what I was doing. I was watching the last part of Iron Fist.
Tuesday at 9:46?
Yes. The last episode of Iron Fist. That's what I watched. And then I went to bed.
He's such a liar.
What do you mean, such a liar?
Well, it means what it means. Anyways, what's going on this week, guys? What do you got to talk about? Tell me something interesting and profound about the universe.
You know that ISP controversy?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little less doom and gloom than people make it out to be.
And especially what since Minnesota did something interesting today, too. So
what ISP thing are you talking about, Ryan?
The fact that they sort of delayed the passing of some FCC laws that were designed to protect privacy. And basically, the idea was it was to prevent ISPs from selling user information. But the thing is, there's already another law that does that, and so that's why it's sort of, it's not saying that it was good of them to kill this law, but by killing this law, people can't sell your information. The laws still in place don't allow people to sell your specific information. They can only sell aggregated information, you know, like here's a bunch of shit that happened. Like, a million people went to this website, and a million people went to this website.
Sure, but this is step one. I mean, it's like when Picard was fighting the Borg. He's like, we give away entire planets, and we retreat. We give away entire systems, and we retreat. But not anymore! The line must be drawn here! Now! That's a pretty good Picard impression. You guys won't, you know.
That was pretty good. Spot on.
Needs to be a little bit more English.
It's the same with, like the British Prime Minister before Churchill was all like, hey, you know, those German guys, you know, all they want is that part of Austria that they annexed. It's like, yeah, we should probably let them have that. That's pretty cool.
Appeasement. We must follow the policy of appeasement.
Yeah, but he kept doing that and doing that and doing that until it was too late, Ryan.
Well, I'm not saying I like it. I'm more just saying that what everyone's reaction was is that, hey, they can buy a list of all the websites that I've personally gone to.
Oh, which is not true. Yeah, not yet. No, we're not there yet. But Minnesota did something today interesting, too, I believe. I don't know anything about it, but I was told by the wife, so it might even not be true at all.
I saw this, too.
Okay, well, maybe you can speak to it, then.
Basically, they agreed to work on a law that put strong privacy restrictions on, you know, basically one that covers the same thing. That's the details I know. I didn't look deeply.
That's pretty good for Minnesota.
In some ways, it's a political statement. A bunch of people said, hey, we'll make a law that covers this in Minnesota. And it was passed, like, by a big majority. So it's basically like a sort of political FU, if you will. Which I've heard of Minnesota doing that. Minnesota always like, I don't care, vote for whoever the fuck you want.
Mondale.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard of other states that are doing this, or is it strictly us for the moment? I haven't heard.
I don't know. No clue.
Okay. I haven't heard anything.
Because they must have moved very fast on this, because didn't that law... Or didn't they just start messing with that thing yesterday, the ISP stuff, or was it Tuesday?
No, it was Tuesday, because that's when our House passed it, and then our Senate passed it this morning.
So they moved pretty damn fast after Trump did his whole stupid, retarded thing.
Well, they just tacked it on to existing
to a bunch of
bills that they were reviewing, budget bills, yeah.
That's cool. That's good. I'm proud. That we can actually
proud
do stuff
to be
fast.
A Minnesotan.
There we go. I was going to say, don't say American.
I know I'm blue.
I'm pretty not proud of that. This guy would run to Canada if he could.
What, you mean if you could run? Or
my shoulder's all fucked up. I can't run anymore.
My foot, my shoulder, my knee.
Jesus Christ, how old are you?
Yeah.
It was brought up, the IT trailer looks pretty good. We talked about it a little bit last night. Has anybody have more to say about it?
Ryan, you watched it, right?
And
Silicon Valley, bro.
I didn't watch that.
The IT trailer, you mean?
Trailer.
Yeah.
The IT trailer.
I said the IT because it confuses people.
I didn't watch it. It scares me. I might have nightmares and wake up angry.
I didn't watch either of those, actually.
Right. I remember watching the whatever the miniseries when I was a kid.
I remember that too.
I don't remember that miniseries at all. I was apparently not allowed to watch it, so.
Yeah. Look how you turned out.
Awesome and amazing. Out. Yes.
Now
I agree.
You're like, I want to run. I face my fears directly, and you run so fast away.
Yeah, because I'm the one who lives. You know, my parents were like, practice running, so if an IT monster comes to get you, you could just run away.
Is that why you're afraid of clowns?
And then here's what. And then you.
No.
And then you. Then he get the IT monster gets you tired while you're tired.
Impossible.
Because you ran. Because you ran from him.
He's too busy feasting on the people who didn't run. I'm fine. No, clowns was from Poltergeist. Fuck clowns and fuck Poltergeist and shit.
Speaking of clowns,
that clown was so awesome in Poltergeist.
They should remake that movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That would be awesome remake.
Yeah,
I don't remember that pretty, well.
It's just clown aliens.
Yeah, just clown aliens, and they had like a weird spaceship.
Right.
Okay. Did it look like a carousel?
Yeah, it did actually.
Like a carousel. Yep.
That's awesome.
But there's been a bunch of trailers that came out. There's the first trailer that shows any footage of anything, even though it's not really anything of Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, I watched that tonight. I was kind of annoyed. Yeah.
Until the
it doesn't
last
really show anything.
Seconds.
The last 2 seconds, like, is pretty good.
I like the last bit because
wait, the last 2 seconds didn't really show anything. It just showed a fucking douchebag.
A walker, yeah.
Well, we know they're there. They're everywhere.
Hey,
I know,
but they have blue within cool. blue eyes, which tells us that walkers are Fremen.
That's true.
It's the great movie crossover. It's finally happening.
Okay.
Fremen.
Well, let's. I don't know. It didn't really show anything, did it?
No.
Let's talk.
Just
go ahead.
Awesome
Adam.
Song. Sorry, go.
What song was it? I watched it when it was like on YouTube.
I have no clue.
How do you know it's an awesome song?
It was like a jig and a reel or something like that.
Oh,
it was
I was
very like Irishy,
okay.
Like
it was like an instrumental kind of thing.
Yeah, I was kind of not impressed. So
let's talk a little bit about the Justice League trailer that came up. The imagery that you get from that, and tell me a little bit about. I'm gonna play it here so I can watch it as we talk, but. It seemed, I thought at first it was going to be more like Aquaman centric, but it was just kind of like a good trailer.
It should be Aquaman centric.
No, it should.
No, it's not.
He's the sexiest one of them all. All
right, Dave.
You like his black flowing locks of hair, huh?
So we
and
see
tats.
We see all of them, right?
Yep.
We see everybody pretty good, pretty clearly. I think there's do they show the Tesseract or what do they show? There's like a scene near the very beginning where there's a parademon behind some dude.
Yeah, that's a mother box.
Mother box, my bad. Yeah.
And that's Victor Stone. Is it Stone?
Yes.
Yeah, Victor Stone's dad, which is the research scientist, who was researching the mother box, and his son comes in all blown up to hell, and he ends up using mother box on him to create him into Cyborg.
Okay.
So,
speaking of Cyborg, he has like a blue gem in the center of his forehead. It reminds me of Vision. What's going on there?
In his forehead? I thought it was supposed to be in the middle of his chest.
Oh no, he's got a red eye, and he's got like a blue thing on the like right between his eyes and above.
Diablo style.
Yeah, I
don't think it.
No significance.
Is really anything? I mean. In essence, you know, the red glow that you get from his chest is from the mother box. It could be just a, you know, something that he uses.
He uses.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't.
All right, because what else?
Oh, it's his third eye.
I don't know what that means. he has a chakra.
Yeah.
Right. We get a picture of Mira. Which is like Aquaman's lady.
Yeah.
At like 1:49, just for a split second. And you see some underwater aqua, you know, some Atlantean soldiers.
Mara. You're going to see Mara.
Yep. And then you see, it's not going to be my Flash's dad, but Flash's dad in prison just right after that.
Yeah, that's not my Flash's dad. You're right. A lot of parademons or whatever. Holy shit.
A lot of parademons, but you see a whole bunch of Amazons, like, on horseback, jumping, like, wailing on some parademons, so that sounds great.
Oh, I don't remember this. There's a scene with Cyborg and Aquaman, and then Diana's in front there, and that's interesting. Where the fuck are they in that scene? It's like 158.
They, they're premising that it's either on like a Steppenwolf, like they've gone through the boom tube and they're at where Steppenwolf is, or some have even said that could be underwater Atlantis. Huh. So those are the two main theories, because one of the mother boxes is located in Atlantis, and so that could be they're going back to Atlantis to face Steppenwolf's armies, and that's why Aquaman's there. So.
Okay. The real question is, it looks like Aquaman has a five-pointed trident. Why does he not just put a spear on the end and make it the ultimate weapon? What's up with him there?
How do you know it's not?
I don't see a spear on the end. I'm looking at it.
I don't know why. Yeah. Good question. Good question.
Thanks, man. I'm here to help.
I do think, though, like, practically wise, I suppose at some point if you want to, like, set for a charge, you might want to put your hand on the back. You don't want to stab your hand.
Sure.
But then I would think you could have, like, some sort of, like, sheath type thing where you sheath the spear end for those such situations. That'd be pretty badass, too. Because it'd be like a brass knuckles type sheath where when you take it out, you know, now you fucking got brass knuckles, too. Oh, shit. The ultimate weapon just got better.
All right. I have a question for Ryan, because the rest of you don't count here. The movie looks like it has a lot of action. Now, I know where you think I'm going to go. I'm not going there. Okay. Like, at the end, a fucking Aquaman is riding on top of the Batmobile and jumps off and does shit, right? And it's kind of cool. Is it going to be too over the top with its action, and you'll be like, eh, I don't like it, it's too over the top? Or are you able to put aside that, like, that disbelief of reality and still embrace the DC universe?
I don't know. That's what the movie has to do. Usually I think they do a good job if they have, like, good growth in the downtimes. If they can establish connections during the downtimes, then you can forgive the too much action of a movie.
From now on, whenever you say the word downtime, I'm going to imagine whatever became for it is about your penis. You need good growth in the downtimes.
In the downtime. You know what I mean, though? I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Downtime and penis.
Okay. Yeah. We got you. You want your penis to be erect during the movie. It's cool.
The real question is, who wants to sit next to Ryan when that happens?
Oh, I don't mind. No,
I'm just two spots. You know, as long as I sit in the middle, like, there's going to be two lucky people. So let's not fight, okay?
I'm not fighting.
So, I think the only person they're really missing out of this whole thing is Green Lantern.
Right.
And wait a minute.
The guy who died.
Hold up a second. Are we talking about, like, the initial Justice League people, members?
Yes.
So who
yes.
would, like, in the comics, did they change, or has it always been there's, like, one standard initial group?
The initial group were these guys plus Green Lantern and Superman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what Amy said. So what the fuck's with Superman? He's just going to be dead for another movie and then come back?
No. Well, I think he's going to show up in this movie.
What, after all the heavy lifting's done, he's going to come and be like, hey, what's happening?
I've heard more of, like, this team is struggling at the end, and then he shows up.
I would rather see his much attractive cousin, honestly. Much more attractive cousin. Because
different universe.
And in this world, too, like, they've gotten rid of... Because originally it was Martian Manhunter was one of the big seven.
Okay.
And now they replaced it with Cyborg.
Okay.
Because he wasn't really huge. Cyborg wasn't huge back in the day. But
well, no, he's a
newly convert.
Like a Teen Titans iteration.
So,
when they rebooted the Justice League, what now, 5-6 years ago, that's when Cyborg became the member instead of Martian Manhunter.
But Martian Manhunter went to Justice League to kind of look after the Justice League, or the, I'm sorry, Teen Titans. He's in charge of it.
What universe are you in now? I don't know what universe you're in. You're confusing me.
Young Justice, or Justice, yeah.
My question is, will we get a cinematic Martian Manhunter, or can they not sell that to the public? It's a fucking Martian, come on. A guy from Mars.
Right. I don't know. Like, I think they could. It would be cool. Like, it's if basically another last of his race, which happens. I guess that's just like a big thing about comics. They're like, I'm the last of my race. And I mean, he's got cool powers, shape-shifting powers, like psychic, stuff like that.
Turning to stone.
Right. If they can, I mean, if Marvel can do a Groot character, DC should be able to pull off a Martian Manhunter.
Well, hang on now, because that is so, like, set away from Earth. Like, I mean, I know they mentioned it at the beginning, but really, they're like, they're never in the Earth. They're in a different universe, kind of, in themselves. So people are like, yeah, of course there's extra weird creatures out in the space. I'm okay with that. But Mars is right next door. if we're going to stay true to the character, we're going to be like, there's nobody on Mars. I can see it. It's right there. That's why I was asking about it.
He's the last of his kind. There's no one left.
Yeah. He's it.
They're all destroyed. But yeah, it's a really hard concept to get across because there's like green Martians and white Martians and
red Martians, aren't there?
And they like they all hate each other and stuff like that. Well, green Martians just got hate white Martians because white Martians just killed them all and stuff like that. So it's a complicated stuff. So and I understand why Cyborg being who he is, he's still basically a human character that just happens to have cybernetic powers.
It's an easier leap. It's, oh, there's stuff with cybernetics. I mean, there's already people with bionic arms and shit. That's an easy leap. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Cool. Go ahead,
Ron. One thing I saw that when I was, you know, looking for the trailer, the first thing I saw was the comment that the new Justice League trailer packs in everything wrong with DC's dark movie universe. It goes back to basically it's a Batman v Superman hate just continued. You know
You mean dark kind of the
tone.
The tone is more dark. Yeah, that's the way they said they're going to be kind of be, right? I mean, this is the
no, I like that.
Right, but you're in the minority.
I know.
Well, they did say that they're trying to change that though.
They're going to make it less dark, which is,
you know,
that's where it might get, like, it reminds me of that one movie that we watched. No, you're going to have to help me with this one. It's
Superman versus Batman.
It was a superhero movie in the DC universe that started off really cool on another planet. No, started out with two friends in the science fair and shit like that.
John Wick.
Oh, Fantastic Four. The new Fantastic
Four. Fantastic Four started out good, then took a nosedive, and then later you found out that the director's vision was not, like, they totally told him you need to do it different, and it makes you wonder if he would have followed through with his vision, would it have been better? I kind of worry a little bit about the whole, hey, it started out dark, but then studio execs come in and say, you know, put some puppies in here and let's CG some smiley faces on fucking Wonder Woman or something.
This wasn't
that's a Marvel.
But the difference with this, it was Marvel, yes. The difference with this is, this happened before this even started filming. Like, they turned over creative control to Geoff Johns, which is kind of the creative director of DC Comics, and said, you know, Warner Brothers is like, all right, you know what you're doing, you take the reins, instead of us. So, you know, we'll see. It's early. You know, this is kind of like the first big trailer that we're seeing. And, you know, maybe they'll show a little bit more of the levity that supposedly they put into the film. But we'll have to wait and see.
There should be some jocularity with
Flash.
Jocularity?
Is supposed
to be the Flash.
I think it means jocularity. But either way,
I know, I heard jocularity.
The ejacularity.
That's what I said,
jocularity. He said
jocularity. Jocularity.
Ejacularity is amazing.
I hate you guys sometimes.
I know, man.
You should.
But okay. I should.
Alright. Right. I think it looks fun. It looks fine. I'm sure people will complain about it. They'll continue being like, Batman's terrible.
It's not the Marvel Universe.
Did Affleck confirm that this is like his last Batman movie, or is he going to do something else? Or is he still kind of on the fence not deciding what he's going to do?
I think he's agreed to still be in the Batman movie, the solo one. He's just not going to direct it. There was talk that he was going to back out of that, but I think now that he's kind of worked through his
Fat Man
alcohol dependency, in treatment program.
Oh yeah, he's done. It's easy. He just went through like a month and he's done. He's fine.
So I think he's still gonna do it, but he knows he's not gonna direct it now. So and he feels better about that.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Let's continue with fucking that movie.
Oh, well, I was just gonna say. Speaking of DC Universe,
We got a good segue.
Josh Whedon is leaving the Marvel Universe, whatever, and now he's gonna direct Batgirl.
Maybe
in the DC Universe.
They're talking about it.
Well, the initial reports this morning was that they're talking to him about it, but later this afternoon they said that he signed on to it. So that's changed since this afternoon, which is possible in the movie world. It looks like he's jumping over to the DC Universe.
That's kind of a good one, because they haven't really touched on Batgirl very much in any movies. Well, there's Alicia Silverstone.
Newer movies, you're correct. The newer ones, yes.
Right. In the newer rendition, they haven't really touched on much of Robin or much of Fat Girl. I mean, Alicia Silverstone. I mean, yeah, Fat Girl.
Yes. Hard time talking.
Talking, yeah.
Talking hard. So
I'm actually kind of excited for this movie. Sorry, just throwing that in there.
How dare you? Excited for the Justice League movie? What the fuck, you loser?
I thought he was talking about Fat Girl.
No, sorry. I care not about Fat Girl. Although
you would, you sexist.
It's true. Ryan hates women unless they're naked, then he loves them. Yeah, I don't know anything about the Batgirl, but we can talk about Joss Whedon in particular. People have never been tied to a universe exclusively before, have they? Like directors, I mean, they move around and shit all the time, so this is natural. It doesn't feel unnatural to me for any reason.
I think there's a lot of shock because he kind of said, okay, I'm done with the superhero stuff. I want to go do independent little things that I have
going
around in my head.
What the fuck's wrong with him? Doesn't he know what paydays come from? Paydays come from superhero movies.
Yeah, and he's done two of them, so he's got his money.
Yeah.
Which ones did he do?
Avengers. One and two.
First you do the studio movie, then you do the movie for you, then you do the movie because your friend says you owe him. That, everybody knows this. That's what you do.
Right.
So...
Okay,
yeah.
That's interesting. Batgirl, yay. Let's stay with Marvel, back to Marvel, I should say, and talk a little bit about the Iron Fist in extremely vague details. Because I'm only on episode...
Ryan hasn't watched it.
And I'm only on episode 10, and I honestly think Ryan will like this movie for the reasons I outlined the other evening, that it's a type of movie he enjoys. So,
Riches to rags to riches kind of movie.
Kind of.
The underdog, the not understanding the world as it is.
Right. Yeah.
Ryan, how to sell like this it. Movie? How to sell this movie for Ryan?
Well, it's not. It's also not like super action, 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 action. It's like here's a bunch of exposition and some deep character in making stuff, and you're like, what's wrong with him? Something's definitely wrong. What the fuck's going on with him? He didn't learn that. I don't understand. And then so it's good. Yeah,
I'll give it a try.
I thought the underlying tone of suppressing his feelings was kind of interesting.
Yeah, he got a little crabby a lot
because he's trying to suppress his feelings.
Is that why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a bunch of theories. I don't want to put them out there yet because I think it ruins them. And we're still watching the movie, so I don't know. But it's kind of cool.
Doesn't have very much play.
You would think of a guy who's like, I'm Zen. I am the immortal weapon. I am okay with everything. And then you're like, God damn it! You're like, they don't go together. So what's going on there? Yay!
He's been like 15 years in Shaolin Temple. You think he'd be a little more centered?
Shaolin Temple.
Shaolin.
Yeah, let's not go.
Shaolin. What's wrong?
Quai King.
Yes. But has everybody finished it except for me and Ryan, of course?
Correct. Yes.
Red. Yep.
Okay, so give me where it ranks on a scale of 10. One being, I don't know, fucking a really shitty movie.
Luke Cage.
No. One being Showgirls, and 10 being something really good. 10 being the fucking airport scene of the Avengers or in Civil War.
Okay.
Like, what'd you think of it?
Overall, I'm probably at a 7.
It's high praise.
It was better than the, what is that one that we just talked about?
Luke Cage.
Better than Luke Cage.
Yes.
I thought Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones is at the top for me.
Really? I think Jessica Jones had a better villain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think her motivations were easier to understand. Like, I think they were...
But I like that they talked about her in this movie.
Right.
There's, it's about Daredevil.
There's not... Hold on. There's not
Daredevil
much,
Season 2, I think, is my favorite one here.
There's not much character development for Jessica Jones. There is a little bit, but
there's a whole bunch.
I think there's more for Danny Rand than there is just Jones.
Really, Jessica Jones, like, you find out, like, her whole backstory, why she drinks so much, why she does all these things, is because terrible, terrible things have happened to her in her past.
I'm remembering that time where
she feels guilty.
He brought her to the house of the guy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember.
Right, like, terrible, like, dude, like, terrible, terrible things have happened to her. So she knows, like, her brain, her logical side says, hey, I was controlled by someone who made me do terrible things, right? That's her logical side. She knows that. And someone goes, hey, it's not your fault. She goes, oh, I know. But then inside, her heart and her and everything is all like, yeah, I still did these things, regardless if I was controlling. That's like a, you know, that's like a...
There was such a psychological aspect to Jessica Jones that right. I think that's why I like it a little bit better than Daredevil. I mean, those two are pretty close even for me, but I give the slight edge to Jessica Jones because of the psychological aspect of it.
Okay.
I rate
this at about 8.5. Iron Fist at 8.5.
Okay.
If you're gonna rank the fight choreography on a scale of
you're hung up 10, on this fight for tech choreography thing.
I am. Like, this brings down the score because I'm giving, like, I think if I were to rank it of the Daredevil season 1, season 2, Jessica Jones things, I would put it at number 4 of those 5.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I look at it as there are 4 different fighting styles in this whole move or the whole shows. Okay. And they are distinctly separate. Like, Iron Fist has his kung fu. Yeah, it's not as good as, like...
As Daredevil, who has no... Has
he doesn't have kung fu, though. He's got, like...
Punchy punch ability.
He just punches and, like, kicks in, like, he can tell when stuff is coming. He doesn't have kung fu, or he doesn't have...
Okay.
He doesn't really have training, right?
Like, he had training. He got trained by Stick.
A little bit of training, not much.
He's got good training.
Yeah, but wasn't
right.
Wasn't Stick
okay?
Like, here's, training here's to fight is, the hand.
Like, having watched my fair share of martial arts movies and a lot of other people's fair share, I've watched a shit ton. Well, Brian, leave a shit ton of martial arts movies. Like, it's like even like Keanu in The Matrix, dude. Like, he started like towards the yeah, like at the beginning, he was not fighting very fast, and eventually, you're like, wow, Keanu looks really pretty good.
He also had a huge budget compared to...
Okay.
And no, they could have done a lot
just,
of
But I'm saying, like, just give this guy, like, another, you know, few weeks of practicing this stuff to make it look fluid. It does... He just doesn't look fluid for a guy who has supposedly been training for a really long time.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, that was my hang-up for
sometimes,
a little bit.
Yes.
Was the fluidity of the martial art and fighting was just seemed off. Like, the choreography, they could have spent more time there.
I guess I just was able to look past it.
Of course, and anybody look past it, but does it impact how you viewed the show? I always thought it was because he is obviously not complete. Like, he's not he's not who he needs to be. So his fighting is all fucked up in that way, like... And I also kind of liked where he was like, I was never always the best, but every time I got hit, it centered me, you know, kind of a thing. It centered me more and more, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And the more I got hit, the more I got centered. So
focused him, yeah.
Focused, yeah. So that to me is like, if he was he was never that great of a fighter, honestly. That's not like he was. I don't know. That's why I can look past it. It's not right. A huge deal. Right. But I do understand what you're saying. It's not. So one of my questions was, is this a guy who they got who are like, this will be a good actor and we'll train him how to do some martial arts? Or let's find a guy who knows how to do martial arts and train him how to do a little bit of acting?
It's
the first one.
Yeah, it's the first one. But sometimes I honestly think he's the weakest actor of the bunch.
Sure, but I think we talked about this the other night. I kind of like that because it seems like he is a kid. Like he's acting like a kid who never grew up because he didn't. You know, he didn't. His mental growth was retarded by the fact that he was just this kid, and then he's raised in a fucking weird magical place. He never allowed to grow up. So I kind of like the fact that his acting was kind of like, what's happening? I don't understand.
Yeah, and one of the things I read was, you know, people were like, oh, he just, there's no emotion behind his acting. But to go to your point, Chris, and to what we said about earlier, is that he doesn't show a lot of emotion because he's supposed to suppress those feelings, right?
Yeah.
So that could be part of it, too. It'll be interesting to see what happens within Defenders. You know, how has his character evolved from the end of Iron Fist going into Defenders?
He isn't he and Luke Cage like super buddy-buddy, though?
Yeah.
Like, aren't they supposed to be, like, best friends almost?
Well, that's the comics, right? Because they started together. Like, they were introduced together, weren't they? As Power Man and the Iron Fist or something like that. But, I mean, they don't have to do that in this
universe. Can't remember. They're like, Heroes for Hire, Dave?
Yep,
or something like that.
Heroes for Hire, yeah.
Yep.
Like, I like the supporting cast. I think the supporting cast makes me feel like, overlook a lot of the flaws. Like, I by no means dislike the show.
Colleen Wing?
Right.
Awesome character.
If you notice, she was one of the sand spiders, or the sand snakes from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if that helps you, Ryan, want to watch it?
Which one? The sassy short one with short hair? Or
No, she's the one with the whip.
Okay.
Well, Ryan likes him with whip. Women with whip make Ryan happy. They go right to the kitchen with him.
But,
okay.
Yeah, and it's Rosario Dawson. Awesome. Always awesome.
But, I mean, I was like way too excited when they had like the lawyer from Jessica Jones in the show. I'm like, that's her, cool. You know, it's like I'm way too excited.
They're old friends,
right? And Madame Gao, always great.
I loved her as a character. Like,
well,
I think,
dude, she was a great character. Just even Daredevil when she had like tiny scenes where it's like in her. Probably 25 minutes of over the whole season. It's like, you speak English? Oh, I speak all the languages.
She's like, I'm going.
She goes like,
around for hundreds of years.
Yeah, I have to go home.
Oh, you mean to China?
A little bit further. And you're like, oh, okay, sounds fucking great.
She's from far, far away. That's awesome. Yeah. So I like the universe they're building. I'm actually really excited for Defenders. I think that will be probably one of the best of all of them to me, because I want to see their interrelationships. And I want to see how, if they do that right, I think it'll be kind of neat.
I agree.
All right.
Like your
That's enough of Marvel and comics. What's happening in the world of nanotechnology?
Ryan, what is happening in the world of nanotechnology?
I don't know.
Oh.
What?
Elon Musk?
Well, I did hear that Elon Musk had invested in a company. I can't remember the name, but it's a company that basically the purpose is to build hardware that interfaces directly with the brain with the intention of being able to extend the capabilities of humans, which is pretty awesome and pretty cool and pretty super sci-fi. Like, we're crossing the line into like super sci-fi here.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it in like I was talking to Amber about it, going like, it'd be pretty cool, but like, you know what would suck is when you're like really getting really smart and you remember tons of extra shit and it's in your extra memory storage, and then your card fries. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Like, because hardware breaks, you know what I mean? And your little chip that gave you the extra energy breaks. Now you're going to feel like completely out of it and people will lose their minds and shit. You know what I mean? If you're thinking about enhancing your memory or something with a chip.
Sure.
Are you saying like Flowers for Algernon type of thing?
I can't remember what happens in Flowers for Algernon.
Idiot man child takes these drugs and becomes smart.
I thought he had a brain surgery. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, idiot man child, it doesn't really matter what exactly thing he had, but then he becomes smarter and smarter and smarter and becomes super smart and then dies.
Yeah,
no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he becomes super, super smart, and then like the drugs wear off, and he knows he used to be able to do stuff,
right. But
now he can't.
Yeah, and there's a parallel.
There'd be weird things. Like today, your brain generally works sort of the same most of the time for most people.
I would argue like there's a similar, it's not as profound, but there's a similar thing, relationship between like caffeine and the human brain and your body's energy. And if you're on caffeine all the time and then you no longer take caffeine, you probably feel run down and you don't think as fast. You get that foggy feeling kind of in your head.
Yeah, well, take that and multiply it by 10.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, when it happens, when you normally know I'm just tired, I need some caffeine, you'll be like, shit, I need to have like a brain surgery, and you know, like it's a more challenging fix.
Right.
You know?
It reminds me of the Star Trek: The Next Generation episode. I think it's called "Where No Man Have Gone Before," where Reginald Barkley becomes super smart because of an alien influence, and he makes this, does all this technology. He knows, answers the problems that he didn't even know existed before. And then when they get to the end, it's all taken away, and he remembers being that smart, but you can't get back to it. And Picard is as dramatic as always, so something to the effect of, we all have times where we exceed our limits and we feel kind of that there's a loss afterwards, but we should take something of that experience with us. You probably experience something in like sports, maybe, where you're like, I played out of my mind, you know, or video games. I don't know. I just had games where I felt flawless. I was in a zone. Everything just worked. And then you never quite get back to that, but you always remember that time. It's pretty good. That's an amazing analogy. Good job, Star Trek. Star Trek wins.
That was a good analogy. Yeah, so that's cool. So the short of it is, there's like the sci-fi path to sci-fi will have interesting like twists as we go. Before we become superhuman cyborgs, we're going to have like weird superhuman cyborg malfunction type interesting mishaps and stuff like that.
I heard him say malfunction, not malfunction.
It's true, malfunction.
Which made it even more horny.
He was also that dude you were talking about. Who's the dude you're talking about?
Elon Musk.
Yeah, he was on TV's Joe Rogan's podcast, and they were talking about how different... That's funny.
I'm sorry, that just sounds, it's like talk stupider.
What?
Didn't Joe Rogan like tell him to talk like less smart or
No, nothing like that. But they were talking about how hard it is to program AI properly, because he's very much concerned with AI and AI taking over and stuff. Not Joe Rogan, but Elon Musk. And he's saying, well, what if we program a computer to say, always be in the best interest of the humans and make sure what we're doing is best for humans? And the robots are like, oh, guess what? We figured out that the humans work best when serotonin's being released into their brain. And that's when they're happiest. So we'll just capture them all and put them in machines where serotonin's constantly pumped into them. So he's like, you gotta be really careful about how you word some of that stuff.
Right.
Program it.
That's interesting. Or even like, you know, humans work best when they're not at war. But they're always at war. Let's explode this continent. You know what I mean? That way, half of the humans will be happy instead of all of the humans being miserable.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah, it's like cold, like hard logic is actually really difficult. You know what I mean?
It was a fun listen, though.
That sounds hilarious. I should listen to that one. I'm going to look that one up. I'm going to add that to my podcast list.
Okay.
When do you have time to listen to podcasts?
Yeah, when do you have time?
I listen on my way to work and on my way home from work.
This motherfucker has like got hours.
15 minutes?
It's like a half an hour if there's traffic. And actually, 169's got some construction, so That adds another 10 minutes.
I do find that if I'm listening to a podcast, I don't care as much about traffic. Like,
oh,
you know,
no.
Especially if it's an interesting podcast. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I got something to do. I'm just sitting in this traffic listening to this stuff. It's not a big deal.
I don't think I've listened to regular radio in probably 2 months, yeah. At least.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't think I've listened to regular radio in longer time than that, yeah. Man.
The worst part about morning radio or like radio is the fucking DJs that are like, "Hey, roo, 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 how are we doing today? Yeah, woo! I hate that part. Fucking DJs."
And yeah. I understand that people are super. They're like, "Oh, I'm so tired. I'm on my way to work. I need someone to keep like pounding me with loud things every so often to keep my brain functioning."
Even like NPR though, I'm like, "Ugh."
Well, no, you can just listen to NPR through via podcast.
That's
a lot of the good podcasts, NPR puts a lot of them out, actually.
Yep, they do.
But I think, what was I going to say? I guess the one thing I wonder about with the podcast is there is a sense of lost community. I remember when you used to drive down the freeway and most people only listened to radio. You know, it was before even CDs and tapes were super, super common. So you could kind of look over if people was nodding their head and flip through three stations and even do some, like, you know, stereotyping and based on their, you know, what they look like, pick the station and then, like, find it. You know, and so you kind of had this community.
Sure.
And so it makes you wonder if people are going to get more polarized. But this is an interesting thing I learned on a podcast recently, is that there was a study done where they were trying to see, like, does, for example, Facebook cause people to become more polarized? And there it is. and what they found is that people that older folks were actually far more polarized than younger folks, and those were people that weren't using technology. So while there may be some effect due to Facebook, the more polarized people were actually people that didn't use, you know, social media.
Was that simply because of their age? Because older people do tend to just stick in their way, and you know.
It was. I think they correlated to the age. It's hard to say like what caused it. It's because these were old people stuck in their ways. But it was correlated to the age, which was interesting because it got worse. Than you know, like
just so old.
Just so
get off
old.
My lawn.
No, that makes sense to me. I mean, it would be interesting if you took an age of like, I don't know, 22 to 38. And just those people, and just disregarded age, and they all use Facebook or whatever, and saw if there's I don't know how you do that, or maybe no, you just have to use that age, but not, and then figure out if they're more polarized based on if they use social media or not.
Right, and the other thing that came up is when we use the term polarized, it kind of, I think of immediately is like people just being mad about shit, but that's not actually necessarily, like. Polarized. That's not, you know, being black and white about policies or something. It's just like being pissy about anything. And I think Facebook emphasizes and gives people an opportunity to be pissy about anything and everything.
Yes, definitely. Yep, I agree. All right. What else we got to talk about? What movie comes out this week?
Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell.
Okay, I'm kind of interested because I don't know anything about it. Like, except for what's in the trailers. There's this girl and she's enhanced or she's a cyborg or whatever the fuck, and then you do shit. So that's what makes
it. Isn't it based on that old shit though?
Yeah.
You already saw.
I've never seen Ghost in the Shell.
Pretty sure I saw it. I'm pretty sure maybe Dave made me see it. Or
possible.
I did make you watch a lot of things.
Yeah, but,
and I usually enjoy them, so it's not like a bad thing. It's not like you.
Let's go with the basic concept is that whole, like, I don't know if it's an ancient Greek proverb things where it's like you have an axe, right? The axe head breaks, you replace the axe head. Is it the same axe? You're like, yeah, it's the same axe. Cool. You replace like the base of the handle of the axe. Now it
No, is that axe the same axe? They take it to the anime conclusions of, like, if you have a person and you replace every part of their body with cybernetics, and it does not exist anymore, and then eventually you replace their brain with a complete copy of the brain, is that person the same person?
Yeah, we talked about this on the podcast, which is interesting.
Right, yep. So that's the basic concept of it, but then you have all the tropes of cyberpunk sci-fi and stuff, like cool cloaks that can turn invisible, robots shooting people, all that stuff like that. Being able to hack you can hack minds now, Ryan, so that's pretty cool. Like, people can hack your mind if you have a cybernetic mind. Now you have a whole group of hackers that just want to hack people's minds.
People talking in your heads without even having to use your lips.
That's the interesting part about it. It's all like, you know, how much is of you is outside your body, your soul, your ghost.
Essence.
Is that if your essence, what is you? What defines you?
Oh, is that why it's called Ghost in the Show?
Yes, sir. See, look at that.
Ruined it for me. Now I can't go see it. God damn it. Okay, well, that's interesting. Honestly, I'm fine not knowing a plot to a movie. It's so long. It's not very common. It's more common these days that you kind of know the overall plot of a movie than you don't know the overall plot of a movie. So I'm happy not knowing it.
Cube.
For some reason, I keep on thinking of Akira. I don't know why. Probably because it's the same time period. And I keep on thinking Akira instead of Ghost in the Shell, and I'm getting the plots mixed up.
Yeah, Akira's
Neo Tokyo versus, like,
it's about to explode. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, they've talked about trying to do a live action Akira for how long?
That's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it should be. Why? Fucking do it. You can make anything these days.
The end boss is tough.
Come on.
Yeah. It's the thing is, it's they could do it. It's just like crazy psychics and stuff like that, and giants, weird body modification monsters and shit. Like, it gets weird, but you could do it. And if you do it, if you're gonna do it and fail. Fail spectacularly. Mm-hmm. Try your hardest to do your best, and then if it's terrible, you're still like, holy crap, did you see that Akira movie? That thing was fucking crazy, but it was garbage.
Yeah.
Alright.
I think something like Princess Mononoke would make a better live action movie than Akira, but
yeah. But
could see that.
But it's a We're in a world of where we're just going to keep grabbing stuff from the late 80s, early 90s, and making them into live-action versions of those things.
Or remake what we made in the 80s and 90s.
Right. We're going to try our best to keep making those things, and we'll just have to find the little gems out there that are completely new, which are going to be less and less.
Yep. Okay, I don't have a side screen, so if you guys have a side screen that has other things, bring it up. Let me know what we're talking about.
So CW released an image for their next up-and-coming superhero show called Black Lightning.
Okay.
So, it's the actor that's playing Black Lightning is called Cress Williams. And he'll be playing Black Lightning, which is a superhero that was first introduced in 1977. He's the first African American DC Comics superhero to get his own standalone comic book. So he can harness electricity and all that. Supposedly, the premise of the show begins with. He's a retired superhero, so he doesn't fight crime anymore, but he gets pulled in thanks to one daughter that is hell-bent on justice, and the other is a star student being recruited by a local gang. So that is their new new superhero show. It's filming in Atlanta currently.
Atlanta?
It looks like CW hasn't "quote unquote," picked it up yet, but they have until May during upfronts to decide if they're going to bring it on board next year or not.
All I care about is what Earth is it on. That's all I care about.
Earth, probably Earth 19.
So Supergirl? Isn't that Supergirl's Earth? Oh, no, that's...
No, Supergirl's 32.
No, 19.
HR and
Gypsy. Yeah.
HR and Gypsy.
Gypsy, yeah. Okay. You just made up a number, you son of a bitch. How dare you.
What? Whatever happened to... Awesome. Sorry. Whatever that seems cool. iZombie.
It's coming back on the 4th.
Yeah. I stopped watching that show. It didn't make my cut after season 1. It was interesting, but... I don't know. I had to cut, and it didn't make my cut. Is it any good these days? Like season 2 or so, or 3, or whatever the fuck they're on now?
Yeah, I like it a lot just because the premise is fun. It's like, oh crap, someone was murdered. Alright, cool. She has to eat the brain of the victim and then use the victim's whatever memories and or abilities to solve the murder of the person that happens, with the overarching story of tainted energy drinks are the cause of zombies.
Right. That was good. Yeah.
Right. And the last episode, it ended with like what you thought was a government agency buying the energy drink manufacturer, like basically the buying whatever the tainted formula and stuff like that, and going like, okay, cool, now this is under, you're like, okay, it's under government control, and like the head of that agency is also a zombie, so now they can do whatever they want. So that she has an entire government agency that is filled with zombies that can do whatever they want, which is pretty cool.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I'm probably not going to go back to it, but I'm catching back up on Arrow. I'm almost ever done. I got like 3 more, so it's okay. I don't love it, but it's okay.
Oh, so on the Star Wars front, there is a rumor out there that in the Han Solo standalone movie, we will find out Han Solo is not his real name. He had a real name before he became a smuggler and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I'm interested to find out, like, what was his name be?
Han Solo, obviously.
Right. Like, what if it was like Hank? It's like Hank... So long. And it was like, I'm going to take out the last letter of each of my names. So like, now it's Han Solo.
Genius!
You don't change your name unless you got a really nerdy name. So he's going to be something like, I don't know, like something super like lame.
Zachariah Zedmore.
It'll be Soloberg or Solo...
No, it could be an alias. Like, he's wanted, so he changes his name. And I can see that.
Like, because Han Solo... Come on, that's like such a name someone would make up for themselves. Right. What's your name? Han Solo.
Indiana.
Like, all right.
Your name's Indiana? Well.
Right, that would be cool.
The dog's name was Indiana.
If they did that, I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow used it to somehow tie family lineages together in some strange way.
Like how? Give me more.
It opens the door. Yeah. Let me describe that. Though? I'm not sure. I haven't worked that out.
It would be great. And it would be hilarious if he was like just like the bastard child of like fucking Anakin Skywalker, like he banged a lady, on one of his adventures. Totally, it's like, so it's a Skywalker, so she ends up, like you feel all uncomfortable when Luke kisses his sister, but then you're like, oh shit, this guy is like the half brother of her and has a kid.
Yeah, or just straight up brother, other brother.
The other brother.
Like Lucas just liked to have brothers making out with sisters, and he was like, yeah, but this one's going to get the second base. Woo!
No wonder why what's-his-name goes crazy, because he stabs him because they're fucking inbred, obviously, so that makes sense.
Obviously.
Yeah.
They probably won't go there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and then pretty soon we'll find out, like, Chewbacca's name is not Chewbacca. It's actually David Skywalker. He changed his name.
It's all Skywalker. Every person's name is like, I shall reveal my true name.
And he's just
Skywalker.
He's been hanging out with Han because he wants to get in Leia's pants, and because they all got a thing for Leia. You never know.
And that's why we can connect to Dune again back to it. It's like they're trying to create the universe's perfect being.
Obviously.
By, like, breeding the pure Skywalker lineage. Yeah, so, I mean, that's interesting. And I think it'll just be... I'm really excited for that movie. I mean, I know it's a long way away. It's like...
That's a long way away.
But
I'm not. Well, is that weird?
That you don't want to know about Han Solo?
No. When he's younger? And I'm just not super excited about it. Like, it's not that I won't see it and it won't be cool to watch, but I'm not, like, super excited about it for some reason. I don't know why.
Do you think it's because it's so far away?
We have two more movies, or we have at least one more movie before that comes out.
One more before it, but...
I'm also not super excited for, like, the Game of Thrones next season. Amy was watching the trailer, and I was like, eh, whatever. Maybe I might be broken. Somebody broke me, and I'm just...
I think for me, for Han Solo, it doesn't have the background to it, like...
It's not really
like Rogue One had a background to it. We kind of knew the premise, you know, what was kind of going on
pew,
there.
Pew, 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 pew.
A young Han Solo...
What a pilot!
It doesn't really...
It's like a young Indiana Jones. What the fuck is that?
If it was Han Solo like 2 or 3 years before A New Hope, that maybe I could get behind and really be like, oh yeah, let's see what he was doing right before he gets dragged in.
Either way, I think it'll be fun either way.
You could do the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
I'm going to go see it.
What if we saw that?
Oh, we're definitely seeing it. Come on, we're definitely seeing it.
You have to, right?
Right, what about like Little Dengar? Adam, what do you think about that?
Maybe.
I just want to get your feedback. It was a post where someone noted that the 12
parsecs
thing was
a distance
measure of
time.
His speed. Thank you for finishing my sentences, but I'll finish it. Yeah.
Well, this is an old thing, so that's why he's interrupting.
Not so much a measure of speed, but a measure of his recklessness. Because, that's what I'm saying. This was a newly thing. I saw it like, you know, probably a week ago. A measure, they said that it was because the only way to do that is by going closer to the black hole.
Right.
So it was more a statement of his boldness than a statement of his ship's speed.
Yeah, I guess. It doesn't make sense in context, because doesn't he bring it up when they're asking how fast, if it's a fast ship? Isn't that where he mentions it?
Well, I think there people are bringing it up because somehow that got lost. The fact that originally its intent was to say that he was bold, not to say that his ship was fast. And then it got lost because people misconstrued it as meaning he was fast.
Because of the context of speed.
Because it kind of sounds like he's fast.
Well, and it's in a conversation when they're talking about speed.
They're talking about time. They're not talking about... So
no, no.
The original...
No, isn't... Okay, I might be wrong, but isn't the first conversation when he's talking... Isn't this conversation happen when he's talking to Ben and Luke?
Leo.
I think it's Ben and Luke, right. And they're sitting on Tatooine, and he says, we'd like to avoid any Imperial entanglements or something, or if it's a fast ship. And he says, fast ship? You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon? Or something? Is that... Am I missing this up, or is that where it is?
Nope. No, you got it.
You're right. No, you're right.
And then after that, he says...
Yeah, that's why there's controversy.
This is the ship.
Okay. Some are saying that was not the... That may have been sort of like a bad choice of words at that point.
Sure, or something might have been edited out or something. Yeah, I can understand that. Or they might have just retconned it because it's been fucking 37 years or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
On chat first.
Right.
Yep.
Well,
with a walkie-talkie.
It's just, it's just you can't travel. You can't travel in straight lines. So it's like you got to go like and all these little pieces add up to less than 12 parsecs. Come on, people.
What was Captain Archer's first name?
I don't know. What was Jonathan Archer?
Jonathan.
Sterling.
It bugged me.
Sterling and, Archer.
Okay, so I looked it up.
It's definitely not a B name.
It's not a B name. So I looked it up when I got home, and then I started watching some Archer, like Sterling Archer.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't.
Alright, cool. Next topic!
So, in the world of comics, a while ago we talked about Marvel had a teaser up for the summer about this new series coming out, and it's going to be the Marvel Generations series. And they gave a little bit more information on it last week that the purpose of the Marvel Generation comic book series will be a larger story involving pairing up heroes
with alternate takes on who they are and what they do. And the pairings of these heroes are heroes that have or have been the same name. So, for example, you're going to have a story involving the two Ironmans. No, the two Ironmans, two Spider-Mans, two Hulks. You're going to have the two Jean Greys, the older and the younger one. You'll have two Wolverines. You'll have Logan and X-23.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
It's a comic book.
Comic books.
They're pairing.
So they're just going to pair the younger and older versions together in a book?
In a series, yep.
They're going to go on an adventure.
Two people have shared the same name. Like,
right, two Thors. The two Thors are going to pair up.
They're not the same person.
No.
Odinson and Jane Foster are going to go off together
okay.
and do a story arc.
It helped me when you mentioned it's a comic book. Otherwise, I had no fucking clue what was going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's coming up.
Do you want to get Chris confused?
Because
that's how you get Chris confused.
You need to tell me the medium first. There's fucking a million different universes.
At the beginning, no. Is that the Marvel Generations comic book series?
All I heard was Marvel.
You did.
And you were like, I'm talking about the Marvel. So Marvel. Like, Marvel's got three universes. How dare you, you sucker.
I'm done.
And plus, sometimes when you're talking, I just kind of go to bed for a bit. So,
yeah, I'm done.
Wait, Dave's done talking. Time to wake up.
Here, where's that? I'll end the call for you. Hang on a second.
I was expecting something.
What's okay, that's interesting. I don't get a lot of comics, honestly. I get 7 comics right now, currently, and that's not a lot, but it's more than I can handle. So, the end.
Just wait. You got a month of vacation coming up.
Yeah, that's true. Sure, maybe we'll work out.
You'll need stuff to do.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Yeah, you'll have nothing to do, I'm sure.
Yep. Agreed.
You'll have lots of TV and comics to watch.
The real question is, a week after the children are born, a little movie called The Fate of the Furious comes out. So will Amy be able to handle 2 children while I'm going to watch a movie for 2-3 hours?
We'll find out.
Stay tuned.
She's got a lot of friends, too. She can be like, hey, guys, you want to come over for a second? They'll be like, yeah, that sounds good. And as soon as they walk through the door, you kick her out. You'll be like, ha-ha, I'm out.
That is interesting. It's a Friday night. Yeah, I can see that. Okay.
Get the dad to come over.
Right. Oh, is there a baseball game on that night?
The dad? Like the dad of the children? What are you implying, you son of a bitch? This is why we don't let you talk in the podcast.
Right, that mailman that shows up every once in a while.
Special delivery.
They like to be known as postal carriers or letter carriers. Or mailman is so derogative.
Semen carriers are also.
Really? That's not true.
No!
I bet it is for some people.
People get offended about so much
everything!
Stuff.
I always call our postal carrier a female man.
Female man?
It's a woman carrier. A female man.
Chris, there is a Twins game, Twins versus the White Sox at 7:10 on Friday, April 14th. So you can tell, be like, Amy's dad, you like, here's some mushrooms and Italian sauce. Come watch this baseball game, and he'll come over. He'll be like, he'll just run over there, or maybe he'll ride his motorcycle over.
I don't have tickets to that game, though.
Okay. Chris, how do you feel
he'll come watch it.
He'll watch it.
Good. Okay.
We're trying to find you all these outs.
You can leave.
Chris, how do you feel about Park getting moved down to the AAAs?
I'm fine with it.
Are you upset about that?
Not
some people are a little fired up about it. There's a little controversy about this.
Yeah, because people don't understand how bad our pitching staff is.
Yeah.
If people understood how bad our pitching staff is, then they would not care as much. He's doing okay, but we've seen him when he comes up into professional hitters. He strikes out he leads the league in strikeouts. So it's fine if he starts the season down there.
Yeah, I think he was hitting at like 190.
But he's got 6 home runs. Well, yeah, but he's got 46 strikeouts. So.
Right.
So it's fine. Yeah.
Well, not Not this spring training.
How's Buxton doing? They're saying
he
this is his year.
He broke his head open, actually. He broke his head open. All his brains fell out, and now he can't play anymore. It's very sad.
I heard Dave, from my sources that...
you're talking baseball. I'm going to leave and go to the bathroom now.
I heard from my sources that this is the year that he could blow up.
That's what they said last year and the year before.
My sources didn't say that.
Your
last
sources
year.
Are terrible.
My sources said this year.
Yeah. No. What was the SI report? The scouts put together a report on every team in the league, and they said, "Yeah, this Twins team has the potential to be the worst baseball team ever."
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
Mainly because of their pitching.
It's pitching. Baseball is 80% pitching, and our staff is terrible. Like, I don't understand why they're so bad. They just are. So. Yeah.
Like we don't have a bullpen.
But maybe we'll be surprised. Who knows? I don't know.
Hey, Dave, we're still talking about baseball, so if you need to...
Yeah, I know, man.
I did...
I went through up real quick.
Okay. The other night, I was on I forget what they call it, but for season ticketers, they call you, and it's like a group call, and then... So you stay on the line... Good job, Dave. Yeah, nice. You stay on the line, and you listen as two players talk, and it happened to be Buxton and Kepler. Kepler is our German import, if you don't know. And so one of the questions was... How well is baseball doing in Germany? And Kepler is like, oh, you know, soccer is the big thing over there, and baseball's okay, but if I went home, absolutely nobody would know who I am.
Yeah.
Because they don't... Yeah.
It's actually kind of nice if he got really big and he could go to a home and just, like, hang out.
That's true.
And, like,
that's true. Know? But he could walk around.
Like Johannes Kepler?
No, he could walk around Minnesota, and I bet you 90% of the people wouldn't know who he is.
That's probably true too.
So not a big deal.
Yeah, that's a football players too. Kind of get that, although they're just giant people generally.
Yeah.
So you probably go like, "Are you a football player?
Look at that giant person."
Come on.
Unless they're wearing like a jersey with their name on it or something.
Like it? I don't know, man. If you're a professional athlete, would you wear the clothes of the, like, would you wear your jersey around?
I think it'd be cool.
I don't know. Awesome. I would just be like, you're a fucking douchebag, even if you're, like, a nice guy.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's...
No.
No class. There's no class. See, me and Dave on the class, athlete class, go to Dave and I. Chris is all about, like, if you're good, do what you want. No matter.
Right.
You can back that shit up.
I never said that. I just said if you're a superstar, you can abuse your spouse as much as you want. That's all I said. The context was taken off.
Yeah, sorry. I extrapolated too much.
You can do whatever you want. If you're you know, a big enough star, you can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
You can also be... I don't even know. Who's the guy who's like, I can't feed my family on, like, $14 million?
Oh, Latrell Sprewell.
Oh man,
that.
Yeah,
more years, man.
He was a basketball player. He's old. He's done. Don't worry about him. but what about your fucking your hockey's team? They're going into the playoffs looking pretty shitty. I gotta tell you.
Oh god,
it's like, what?
They won 5-1 tonight.
We're really good. We're really good. We're really good. And then over the last month, they're like, and I think it all has to go back to this measles epidemic or whatever the fuck they had in the locker room.
True.
Mumps.
The mumps, yeah. So, that's fun.
It's just... Fuck. How do you, like, you play so well and are so awesome and are like, holy, people are like, wow, yeah, finally Minnesota's got a team that isn't a ladies' team. That is finally doing well. And, yeah, then all of a sudden they just, seriously, shit the bed.
Wait, why is it... Oh, just because nobody wants to watch women's sports for some reason. It's like...
For some reason, that's... Like, I don't want to watch sports in general. So I like the fact that people are like, hey, we have these great teams. Well, women's teams, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fucking stupid. It's like, you should be proud if a team from wherever you are happens to be doing well and you like that sport. Do you like it because it's just men? Or do you like it...
You know, it's weird because, like, in most things in life, I'd rather watch women. Getting dressed, taking a shower, walking around in public, all that stuff, I'd rather watch women. But my sports, for some reason...
Yoga pants.
You'd think, why would I not want to watch women in sports? Because I like watching them and everything else. But no, I just like watching dudes.
Right. Why is it? Do you think it's that... remember, I think we talked about this before. Is it because, like, you like sports... and like playing them, and then you could subconsciously replace them by like with yourself going like, yeah, I could do this.
No, you're like, overthinking it, Dave. It's because Chris is actually gay.
I'm Kappa Pride, baby, Kappa Pride.
Sweet, that's cool, man. You just be gay. It's cool. You don't have to pretend.
Thing. You have to pretend once you're married and have kids. You have to pretend. There's no other way around it.
Do what your heart says. Just right. As Leo tells me, you gotta do what your heart says.
That's terrible
and my
advice.
Heart says,
I want a snack right now. All right.
I hope he reminds you of that when he's like I don't know, living in the basement, 38 years old, living in the basement. He's dead. I just want to be a dancer. That's what my heart tells me to do. I just want to be a dancer.
Right. Like I went even further. I went like, you know, he's sitting there and it's like, you know how like they have the famous last words of like guy, you know, like crazy serial killers, and Leo's just like, I did what my heart told me.
Of course you went there.
He told me to eat another heart, so I did that card for right. Just like, eat her heart. Yeah. Terrible advice.
Leo, stop eating people's hearts.
My heart told me to. Okay, I guess. Pretty all good. The Disney movies have taught us you should follow your heart, so okay.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, man.
I heard Timberwolves are going to get a new logo. Did you hear that?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think it's happened yet, but...
No, it's a halftime of
Ryan
up
on all the sports.
I just sometimes like to let you guys know I know things I don't talk about.
Yeah, see... During the halftime of the game on the 4th or the game on the 11th, they're going to debut their new logo and uniforms.
That'll fix up our 13 losing seasons or something. Right. We got them right on the cusp now.
Are they doing better this year, though?
No. I mean,
they won more games than they did last year.
Sure, but they're still not going to make the playoffs, which the top 8 make the playoffs. You think we'd be able to... I mean, just as soon as when we had KG, we made the playoffs every season just by having him. And we got so many like first round draft picks and shit, you think we'd be able to do something with it, but we just can't. It sucks.
They can't play defense.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Defense.
You can put Dave out there and they'd do better.
Oh, that's true. Did you see that Michael Flynn, the former NSA guy?
Yes.
Told the intelligence committee, he's like, hey, if you can give me immunity,
I will
testify and tell a whole bunch of shit.
Are you serious?
That's so cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's been all over Reddit the last day.
Right.
Oh,
but it'll be fucking sweet.
I did see something about like this guy turns on Trump or something like that. So interesting. We'll see how that happens there.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, did you see that Bodie McBoatface got launched last week?
Did it really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
what did you? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so if you don't know, what happened was the UK was commissioning a new ship, and they said, we'll do an internet poll to name it. And Bodie McBoatface was the overwhelming favorite, like 50% or something out of 12 choices. And then they said, no, we're going to name it something else. We don't want to name it that. So instead, they were also making this science up submergible vehicle, and they're like, you know what? We'll name this one Bodie McBoatface since you guys did something. Yeah. So they threw him a bone, and that one got launched, which isn't as cool as the actual Bodie McBoatface.
But... HMS Bodie McBoatface.
Why would you not name it then? It's amazing. Maybe they didn't want the sailors to have to say where they served. What ship do you serve on? HMS Bodie McBoatface.
It's just funny. It rolls off the tongue. It's just so funny to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's something similar in San Diego. They got a soccer team that they're trying. They did a similar internet like poll to see which the name be, and they had some things like FC San Diego, and I think the internet got a hold of it, and the leading thing was Footy McFootyface.
That's what it was.
So
pretty good.
They'll probably back out because, really, there's one thing. You don't just don't want to do that, but it's pretty funny that you just can't ask
the FMFF or FM F squared or something. That'd be awesome.
I mean, that would be pretty funny if they did San Diego FMF. Actually, that doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
It'd be an homage to it.
Sure.
And then people would be, what does it stand for? It stands for San Diego Footy Footy Face.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck with the internet with pools. I mean, they're going to fuck you over every time.
Yeah.
Okay, any other things? Anything else, or can we be done? I don't have your list, so if you got something else, throw it out there. Otherwise, I'm ready to be done.
I think we well-rounded it tonight.
We're good? All right, cool. Good job, everybody. I think we will be done then. Podcast is available tomorrow morning. We are on geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. That's our email address, which I can never remember. And is that it?
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell. We'll see everybody next week. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.